Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Fáilte-rás now. Christmas on the farm. We'll cross over to the country now to Strokestown in County Roscommon and a dairy farm. There are two parents there and four children. Miriam Gunn's house. They have traditions on Christmas morning, the same as everyone else. However, their traditions would be met with horrors in many other houses in the land. Miriam Gunn, good morning.
Hi, Oliver. Thanks for having me on this morning and happy Christmas.
And the same to you. You're a mammy to four children. Tell us about your family.
I am indeed. I have four children, as you said, a girl who is 16 and three boys. Then they're 14, 11 and 8.
Ah, it's a very cute household for Christmas.
Ah, it's great fun. Yeah, it is. It's great fun, especially the two younger lads.
Especially
they're still enthralled. Mad.
And yes. And the husband?
Yes, Michael. Michael's out here too. As well.
And you're in Strokestown.
And my parents-in-law as well.
Oh, your parents-in-law as well. So it's a big generational household. And
yes, absolutely.
A whole rake of cows to be milked.
A whole load of cows to be milked on Christmas morning.
Have you not got them dried off this time of the year now, Miriam? And
no, we're one of the rare few that milk all year round.
Keep going.
So we milk all year round so that we get to have that lovely dollop of cream on our pudding on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And the drop of milk in the tea when we're meeting friends.
And come here to me. Is it a rude question nowadays to still ask how many cows are you milking?
We're milking about 180 cows.
Oh,
so we are, yeah. Massive.
Twice a day, still?
Twice a day, every day, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what is the routine on Christmas morning? You've got small little ones there. They'd be very excited to get into the presents. So I presume they get to rip everything open first and then the work. Surely, Miriam.
Not quite. I'm afraid the jobs have to be done first in this house. So they do. So the routine is that we have the four kids are on a rota for milking. They go out and they assist in the mornings and the evenings when they're not at school.
Yeah.
And the rota will be done up. So somebody is going to have to get up on Christmas morning and do the jobs, help with milking, feeding calves and all that needs to be done beforehand. But the rest of us wait. We all wait until everybody is in before we go into the sitting room to see if Santi has arrived.
Oh, my God. So explain the rota to me. Michael would be up to milk the cows at what time of the morning?
About half six
in the morning. And one, two of the children will be joining him?
So one of them will have... The four milkins will be spread out. So Christmas Eve, one of them will go out. They'll separate it out. Oh, so there'll be one on Christmas Eve, one on Christmas morning, one Christmas Day evening, and one on St. Stephen's Day morning.
That's how you split them, just one at a time. And do they draw
one
lots?
At a time.
How do you decide?
Well, there will be a rota done up. We'll sit down now at the dinner table today and decide who's going to do it. Now, normally we have a rota and that's kind of set in stone. They all have their own days and they know when those are. Yeah. But if they have to exchange a day with somebody else because they have something on, they have to negotiate with a brother or a sister to get cover.
God, it's like a naughty. It's like a naughty or nice list. Who gets Christmas morning?
A little bit. Yeah.
So they get up at half six in the morning. You're milking the cows. It take 2 hours or more?
Yeah. So we would hopefully have everybody back in before half nine.
Half nine, and then it's presents time.
And then it's presents time. Yeah.
So one of the last houses in the country. Half nine of a Christmas morning.
And yeah, I know.
And they'd have to be washed and everything. Oh my God! This is a very strict house you're running, Miriam.
No, not really. They love it. They like getting out and they like doing the things. Now, I suppose if they had the choice on Christmas morning, they probably would just take in straight away and rip open the presents. But they know they have to wait and they appreciate the fact that we can all do it together.
And what will you and the other kids be doing when the others are off on their rota jobs? What will you be doing in the hours between half six and half nine?
Well, I'll probably have gotten up and put a turkey in the oven. The first turkey. Yeah. We do two turkeys in our house at Christmas.
Really?
I have my family come to me on Christmas Day and then my husband's family come to me on St. Stephen's Day. So we do two Christmas dinners. So that means two turkeys. But the other kids, when they wake up, if they wake up and before everybody is back in, they'll come down to me in the room and in my bedroom and we'll stick on a Christmas movie and stay in bed and wait for them to come down.
Very good. These are traditions long held in the house.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely, so you haven't decided yet who's got... Will there be other jobs in the day besides milking that have to be done?
Well, they're out there at the minute trying to get as much done as they can so that it'll be the basics for Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
The cows will be milked and their beds will be cleaned and they will be fed for the day. And after that, that'll be them clear, hopefully, from 9 o'clock in the morning. And then at about 6 o'clock in the evening, they'll go out again and do it all again. So we try to keep the work to a minimum on Christmas Day.
And the beds are the slatted sheds?
Well, they have cubicles. They all have individual mattresses. And they are cleaned down and bedded with dry bedding powder and sawdust every day.
Oh, it's like a hotel. It's an agri hotel.
Yeah, it really is. Yes.
And they have to face uphill. They like to lie uphill, don't they, the cows?
They do. They do. And they like to stand uphill as well, facing uphill as well.
Yeah. Chewing the cud. Yeah. Happy out.
Yeah. Happy out. They'll have a great day. They'll have as much to eat as they want and a mattress to lie on. So they'll be quite comfortable.
Do the children ever complain?
Look, there'll always be the odd time that they really don't want to go. But
they're happy. They always
they'll either negotiate an exchange with somebody to get their evening off, or they'll have to suck it up and go on and get it done.
I'd be worried now for the middle children and the younger ones. The older ones could manipulate the rota and get the swapping done.
You'd have to be up early in the morning around here to manipulate the younger lads, tell you. Oh my God, they have nothing to learn, and they know how to hold their corner, I can assure you.
Now, people who don't live on farms, do they fully understand what goes on? Because I gather you were telling, you've written in the Farming Independent about this, telling a group of your friends what goes on in your house, and that there were shocks of horror.
Yeah, I was kind of taken back, because I suppose when you do your own routine, you kind of expect that everybody's is this. You don't really think about other people's routines. But I suppose the impression I got was that, you know, other people's kids get up and have their presents and they're kind of have a relaxing day. They don't have responsibilities, or, you know, they're not expected to do anything extra, you know, maybe empty the dishwasher or whatever, but they're not expected to do work outside the house. It's kind of that special family time. But then I was kind of thinking, you know, I suppose if a nurse's child doesn't get up and do everybody's vital signs before they open their presents, you know, so I suppose it is a bit unique in that. But I think that's something that's, sole traders, I know that I grew up and I had friends who owned a shop, and like their children would have worked in the shop, especially coming up to Christmas and that sort of thing. So when you run your own business, hospitality industry and all that sort of thing, when you run your own business, I suppose your kids are kind of in more the business runs around the family, and the kids are in more of a position that they're expected to help out that bit more.
And you always found that the children were very happy to be out in the fresh air, looking at what was going on, and they wake up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They have great experiences out there on the farm, and they get to spend time with their daddy and time with granddad and time with me, and they get to see the animals, and the animals are really like part of the household, and the farm is like an extension of the house. So for us, asking a child to go out and help out on the farm is the same thing as asking them to empty the dishwasher in the kitchen.
It is. And what's very good is that, of course, you mentioned that they're under supervision all the time for the jobs they're doing, and they're age appropriate.
Absolutely.
So that means for the child, they're kind of climbing up the ladder, aren't they? They get to do the jobs for the older kids.
Absolutely. And like, they get a sense of responsibility.
Yes,
and they get job satisfaction. They can say, I started and finished that and it's done, and nobody else has to go in and finish it up for me or anything. So they get a great, great sense of pride from that. And it really does help build their confidence. And as I say, they enjoy it. They love the animals. They love being outside. So it's a win-win.
There's nothing like when you're indulging yourself at Christmas, having earned it on the way, even on the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, enjoy
and it's
every
a great
minute.
Sense for us.
Yeah, it is.
To see that when people, because the product that we produce is on the majority of people's tables every day. And it's lovely for us to think that those special moments that are created, that we had a little bit of a part in it.
You certainly do. Well, enjoy every minute of it. You sound like you have everything under control, Miriam. Two turkeys, a household of cows that have to be milked, four kids. You'll be flat out.
It'll be wild, but we'll get there.
You'll love it. Miriam Gunn, thanks a million and happy Christmas to you.
Thank you,
Oliver.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.